Lesson 6. Yokohama Port.
Reading. Yokohama was one of the first ports in Japan to begin foreign trade. In the late Edo period, the government designated a special area of the town where foreigners could live and work. Yokohama made treaties with the USA, Holland, Britain, Russia, and France. After that, the city grew and prospered.As Yokohama became an important gateway for international exchange and imported goods. Even today, there are many non-Japanese residents in Yokohama, and it is characterized by multiculturalism. So let's visit Yokohama and find what kind of city it is. You should take the Keihin Tohoku line to Sakuragicho Station. When you go through the seaside exit,The first thing you notice will be a huge building. It is Landmark Tower, probably Yokohama's most famous building. Around this building are huge open spaces, blue sky, and sunlight. You may feel like you are no longer in Japan when you notice the landscape. In front of the station, there is a bus stop for the Akai Kutsu, Red Shoes, bus tour.If you board the bus, it will take you around the important landmarks of Yokohama for only 100 yen. Yokohama has similarities to Hong Kong and Singapore. They are all port cities and depend on trade and tourism. The biggest difference is that Yokohama has a relatively small number of tall buildings, while Hong Kong and Singapore each have a large number of skyscrapers and a huge airport.Yokohama does not have its own airport, but there is easy access to Yokohama from Haneda Airport. Just as in the past, this multicultural city is still a must for overseas visitors.